Okay, so I've been recording this paragraph as it suggests. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it to hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught up that pen if the brand threw it to her from his crazy old hands, but she picked it up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words were still sounded hot. But this is the best route. Keep your hawk to this path and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be very careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We will have a cot set up for you. Sit up in the guest house for you. Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on whipping them from her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pin-pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he is my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time, and he is doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe. Brian noted to his sister. He didn't attempt to extend his calloused, dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she has begun to trust him again.